Of all the Scottish Cups that Celtic have won, arguably none was more historically significant than the 1904 final. As well as being a very dramatic game, it also involved a series of club firsts, with legacies that continue even to the modern day. Season 1903-04 was an otherwise unsuccessful one for the boys. They finished third in the title race and fell to defeat in both the Glasgow Cup and the Charity Cup. The season had started with one major change. Celtic's history had involved different strips. The boys first wore a white top before soon moving to a green and white striped jersey. But then, for some unknown reason, in August 1903, they decided to change, moving to the now world-famous green and white hoops, or horizontal stripes as they were then described. Celtic's run to that season's Scottish Cup final had not been a conventional one. In the first round, they were drawn to face Stanley, a small team from Perthshire. This match should have taken place in Glasgow, but the visitors, who feared a large defeat, instead withdrew for a consideration, in their own words. Celtic were in round two without even kicking a ball. The second round involved a journey, and also a game this time. In February 1904, Celtic went to Edinburgh to play St Bernard's. It proved to be an easy 4-0 victory for the Glasgow men. In round three, Celtic faced a much tougher challenge. In February 1904, Dundee came to Parkhead. They had been league runners-up in the previous season, so were formidable opponents. The Dens Park men showed their pedigree, as Celtic were held to a 1-1 draw, which necessitated a replay. Later that month, Celtic went north to Dundee, but this time there was no goals for either team. In those days, extra time or penalties weren't used, and this meant another trip to Celtic Park for a second replay. In March 1904, the boys this time made no mistake as they hammered the visitors 5-0 to book a place in the semi-final against Third Lanark. Another huge crowd of 40,000 came to Celtic Park for this, and for a long time it looked as though the majority of the fans were going to leave disappointed. Third Lanark took an early lead, and it wasn't until there was just 15 minutes remaining that Celtic got an equaliser from Bobby Muir. Shortly afterwards, Jimmy Quinn scored the final goal of the match to give the Celts a victory. Standing in front of Celtic in the Scottish Cup stood their old rivals, Rangers. The Ibrox men had beaten both of Edinburgh's big two teams, Hearts and Hibs, as well as overcoming St Mirren and Morton en route to the final. When the fixture came, it was a notable piece of Scottish football history. There have been three grounds with the name Hampden Park, all of which Queen's Park have called home. The third of these grounds, which is the modern day location, opened in 1903. In fact, Celtic were the first visitors to this ground. On Halloween 1903, the Celts had a scary Glasgow derby when they lost 1-0 to Queen's Park in a league game that marked Hampden's official opening. Nowadays, the Scottish Cup final always takes place at Hampden. However, the 1904 match was notable as the first occasion that the final has taken place here. In advance of this, many discussions occurred about the relationship that existed between Celtic and Rangers. Although there were some disagreements and tensions, the sectarian divide between the two was not yet fully evident. In fact, it was widely believed that both clubs played up the rivalry as a business tool, thinking that this would attract more fans and make extra money. This was so much the case that one popular sports magazine, The Scottish Referee, printed a cartoon ahead of the final which proclaimed, "Patronise the old firm," referring to Celtic and Rangers' relationship. Of course, this was a title that would stick and be used for decades afterwards, including even today by some people. Eventually came the day of the final, 16th of April 1904, and fan excitement was significant. 40 turnstiles were open, and almost 65,000 people turned out to watch this maiden Hampden final. This was then a record crowd for such a fixture. At first, it seemed likely that only those people cheering the team in blue would have any cause to celebrate. Finlay Speedy of Rangers put his side 2 goals in front, and they now seem to have one hand on the trophy. Finlay Speedy is actually an interesting example of Celtic and Rangers' positive links. In 1906, he was granted a testimonial by Rangers, and it was Celtic who provided the opposition for this game, which wasn't an unusual occurrence in those days. Even stranger was that Celtic's goalkeeper Davy Adams was injured in this benefit game, and so Rangers loaned goalkeeper Tom Sinclair to Celtic till Adams had recovered. Back in the 1904 final, things looked grim for Celtic, until one man stepped up to firmly etch his name into club legend. Jimmy Quinn was a very popular forward for Celtic, although he was also a very shy man, who willy-nilly had struggled at first to persuade to sign. Quinn was always a renowned forward who scored vital Celtic goals, but this final was to be his crowning achievement. The Croy man grabbed a goal to halve Rangers' advantage, and by half-time he had equalised for the Celts, meaning the scoreline at the break was 2-2. Incredibly, Quinn had come close to not even playing. Celtic's Alec Bennett was due to play in the match, but it was believed he was going to sign for Rangers, so Celtic instead decided on Quinn. When the second half got underway, it was all to play for, but Quinn wasn't finished with his contribution to the match. Celtic this time dominated from kickoff and eventually took the lead. Once more, the goalscorer was, of course, Jimmy Quinn, completing his hat-trick for the day. This was Celtic's first ever Scottish Cup final hat-trick. In fact, only one other Celt has done this since, Dixie Deans getting three in the 1972 Scottish Cup final as Celtic beat Hibs 6-1. Jimmy Quinn's hat-trick had turned the 1904 final on its head. Celtic had come from 2 goals down to lead, and despite Rangers' pressure, there was no further goals in the game, meaning the Celts had won their 4th Scottish Cup. This was another notable historic moment, as it was the first trophy won by Celtic whilst wearing the hoops, something that has of course been repeated on multiple occasions since. Fans and players celebrated long into the night to mark the achievement. And in fact, before the season had been fully completed, there was another piece of club history. Celtic went on their first European tour, travelling to play games in Austria and Bohemia. Some games are more significant than just the 90 minutes of effort and exertion. The 1904 Scottish Cup final is one such example. It was full of Celtic and Scottish firsts, including the first Hampden final, first Celtic Scottish Cup final hat-trick, and the first trophy in the hoops. One post-match newspaper report said the final will be long remembered. To say the least, that's very true, and it still stands out as one of Celtic's greatest days. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.